Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And very excited about having a new friend on the show. Mark Cohen is here. Mark is the CEO of Legal Mosaic, a distinguished fellow with Northwestern University Law School. He has a regular Forbes column, a fellow Forbes columnist. He's a very gifted and very highly respected and very capable attorney, a global thought leader on the legal industry, which is what we're gonna get out of him today. And he is our new friend, Mark Cohen. Welcome to the show.
Jim, it's great to be here.
It's good to have you here. Thank you for being here. I want to read something from a piece that you wrote recently, and I want you to explain to us what you mean by this, because this is, I feel like your explanation for this is going to set the table for our discussion today. Defending the rule of law is a seminal challenge the legal industry must focus on in 2020 and beyond. Defending the rule of law. Now, I'm curious about what that means.
Well, Jim, that's a pretty interesting question because it's got many different threads to it.
Yeah.
Let's start out in terms of what it means to prospective legal consumers. And law's report card is really not very good. So almost 85% of Americans who have really significant legal issues, whether they're criminal, whether they're civil, doesn't matter. They cannot afford legal representation.
Mm-hmm.
Likewise, about two-thirds of all American businesses, even when they have bet the company matters, cannot afford legal services because, frankly, they're inefficiently delivered. There are regulations, I think, that cause law to continue to be very much a monopoly of lawyers. The regulations are very resistant to entrepreneurs coming in to devise better models using technology.
Which you would consider to be part of the defense of the rule of law, those automated
systems. I think it is.
Because we know the folks, and you point them out. We know the folks at LegalZoom and Rocket Lawyer.
Yep.
Harry's a friend of mine, and we've talked to both of them on the show many times before. You believe that the automated legal platforms are part of the defense of the rule of law. I want to make sure that I get to the point of where,
yes,
what you consider to be a defining a part of defending the rule of law.
Sure. Well, here's my argument in a nutshell, Jim. If the vast majority of American individuals and businesses say that law is not for them, even when they need it to vindicate their rights or to defend their rights, then you've got a crisis in the rule of law.
So a crisis in the rule of law to you is where the haves have plenty of legal and good defense and prosecution, and the have-nots don't, not so much.
Well, exactly. In fact, the former president of Harvard famously said that, there's too much law for those that can afford it, too little for those that can't.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. I had a deal within the last few years where I had to defend a trademark that I owned. And I was smart and crafty enough and had the ability to spend a certain amount of money to bring them to the table and to convince them,
right,
that they were wrong and to make them settle with me. And I did get a pretty good settlement from them because they violated, they absconded my trademark and they knew it. However, I will tell you, had I had a bigger platform, a bigger presence, a bigger microphone, so to speak, I probably could have doubled or tripled that number. But I didn't hold out longer because I couldn't defend that. I couldn't maintain that. So I hear you.
And Jim, just imagine for a moment if you didn't have the resources.
Right.
That
oh yeah.
You did.
Ten years before that, I would have just been skunked. They would just rolled over me 10 years before that.
Exactly.
I hear you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's just one element of it. Now let's take another.
Hold on to that thought. Hold on to that thought, Mark. I got to take a quick break in a second. I want you to give us your website, please.
Sure. It's www.legalmosaic.com.
Legalmosaic.com. Folks, Mark Cohen is a highly successful, well-recognized attorney, and he and I are going to be right back and talk about this rule. When he talks about the rule of law, folks, he's talking about you. He's talking about the things that you deal with, and I bet you there's a bunch of you nodding your head out there right now knowingly. 20 Till. I'm Jim Blassigan. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.